Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, we've talked a lot about red Bordeaux over the years, and we talk occasionally about the white Bordeaux. And I think they kind of tend to be overlooked somewhat.
Very much.
And you're here to tell us that we're missing the boat.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of white Bordeaux.
I always found them kind of austere. And
I did, too. I thought a lot of them were just overly unnecessarily dry.
Right.
But the two classic grapes that go into it are Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. And I'm a big fan of Semillon. I wish it was more widely used. But all that seems to have changed because the three that I tried were really, really delicious. And, Hugh, they're all well under $20.
Really?
Yeah. So these are great values for springtime drinking. Let's start off the Chateau Les Aromans from Entre-deux-Mers, 2023. This is one of the satellite regions. $15 for this one. You know, I am glad that Bordeaux, white Bordeaux, has evolved from the mostly dry wines of yesteryear into a really delicious fruity wine. And this one is a traditional blend, 50-50 Semillon and Sauvignon Blanc. Ideally, the Sauvignon Blanc provides acidity and aromatic notes. The Semillon provides body, soft lushness, and a variety of different fruits and flavors.
Yep.
So that's very nice. The aromas in this wine, it blended grassy notes with touches of honey.
Okay.
That's what you'd expect. The flavors include honeydew melon, lime, and kind of stony notes. But the major impression this made on me was the fruit sweetness that really was cushioned in this soft, soft, beautiful texture. Good either on its own or with light seafood. Chateau Les Aromans, $15.
We'll put all this on the website.
We sure will. Here's another really good value, Chateau La Roche-Saint-Jean, Bordeaux, so it's the widest label you could have.
Yep.
2023, $12 for this one.
Wow.
This white Bordeaux is 100% Sauvignon Blanc. The aromas are truly classic, fresh-cut grass and boxwood, shrubbery, you know, that's it. And although it's soft, the wine is quite dry with good acidity. The flavors start with lemon zest, creamy lemon curd, a touch of grassiness, and a touch of minerality. And then there's a little bit of lemon in the finish. So we have kind of a citrus thing going here. The wine seems a little bit fuller bodied than the first one. It's very soft and smooth and probably a good match for some creamy white pasta or maybe shrimp with a dill sauce, something like that. Now, there's one that I just really liked a great deal. And this is Chateau du Barail Reserve. Again, it's Bordeaux appellation, 2023, $12. And this is my wine of the week, and you'll see why. This wine is 70% Semillon, 30% Sauvignon Blanc, and I like those proportions. There's a touch of bayberry candle in the nose, which is a Semillon, and a touch of pink grapefruit, which is a Sauvignon Blanc. Now, I like the fleshiness of this wine. It was kept in check by the Sauvignon Blanc acidity. And speaking of the flavors, the pink grapefruit really, really carries through. I also caught glimpses of honey and a kind of a pleasant minerality. This was a very, very pleasant wine that would be very versatile. Above all, it's just a undeniable touch of class at a great price. Chateau du Barail, my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.